Thank you, you too.
It was inspiring and amazing to think about, like, gosh, Cornell came up with this. Like, we're doing this.
This was not any one person or any one team. This was the Cornell Village making this work. There were people all across campus that helped me, from facilities, you know, sign shops, the shops guys making plexiglass framework for us on a moment's notice, people deploying that stuff in the middle of the night so that we could be ready the next morning. I don't think people realize what effort it took to put this together. So the other piece that was really critical in this was our partnership with Cuga Medical. And early on, I think both groups saw the potential in each other for making this happen. They recognized that we had the skills to do high volume testing in a very automated environment. And we so needed Cuga Medical to help us understand the human testing side. It's certainly nothing that we had navigated before. It was a wonderful, wonderful collaboration and partnership. And I think both organizations are very happy with how things have turned out.
Setting up this lab and being able to have it up and running in 60 days was the biggest challenge of my career. And it wouldn't have been possible without the collaborations from Weill Cornell Medicine, Texas A&M, and Cayuga Medical. There's a lot of people with 15, 20 years of experience, and Melissa and Rupa are two of them that, you know, have been doing and testing animal samples for a long time.
I'm super proud of what we've done. I know that we're being watched by the entire country, and I'm really proud to be a part of this. We've come a long ways in a very short period of time.
Our goal is always in front of us, and we are like, yes, we can do it, and we just keep marching.
We are following the science. We are following the data to make the safest decisions possible for everybody on campus and in the community as well.